This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, I joked around so much calling Count Dankula Carpe Donctum. The other day I was on air and I was talking about, you know, Carpe Donctum didn't do anything wrong with Hitler, dog. He didn't do it to be racist. And if he was being racist, it's his right to. Because everybody always says, well, they're not being racist, so don't take their speech. No, everyone has speech. And that's what this is all about. But I hope we can get leftist on, crazy racist, all of it. Because we need to have major debates and really separate what's really happening here. I'm so excited, Will Johnson, about Firepower. Tell us more about the show you're going to be launching. We're going to be carrying it, putting up on the TV satellite. I mean, you're independently producing it. We're very excited to be helping you in some ways with some of the production and things and some of the co-hosts and things that we've helped line you up with. But tell us more about Firepower starting next Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
You know what? I want to engage with the audience. I want to make it where it's almost interactive. I want to make it to where we have on a weekly basis, if we can have a panel of people come together to talk about the different things that took place throughout the week. And it's just, we've got to get on fire about this country. And I love Owen's enthusiasm about how he was when he was at that meeting. And you know what? I love that. And I want to bring that kind of energy, that kind of power, that kind of firepower to the screen.
So you want to bring the most powerful stuff of liberty to the program?
Yes, absolutely. And I want to bring on guests that love this country as well. And you know, like I said, I want to have people on that don't agree with me.
Firepowernews.com?
Yeah, firepowernews.com. You can find all of the information. What it's in the process of being worked on right now. But here with this, it's going to be a growing thing. But here in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to go there and see articles. You'll see the live feed. You'll see videos, reports.
But you've also got some big sites you built. Tell folks about the ones that will also have the feed.
Yeah, so the one I will actually have on my personal feed, which is UniteAmericaFirst.com. I still will have that website up, and the personal feed will be there. But we're also on Twitter. You know, as long as Twitter doesn't get upset because a black man is talking about support for President Trump and a black man is sitting here with Owen and Alex Jones, a lot of people might, oh, no, no, no. But you know what makes me think about it? And it's all related. I want to address the issues how they're always constantly saying that white people are racist in this country. And most of the time when they do that, it's always the white people that's doing something that's helping black people. For example, President Trump. President Trump is doing more for any other black people than any other president in history, and what they're calling him racist. Every single time I've noticed that when they have someone white that's doing something positive that's, and black people are benefiting, they call him racist. It happens constantly.
Well, we know the Democrats want dependency. They want everybody dependent. They want total control.
Well, even CNN actually just had to print a story today, black unemployment rate lowest in recorded history.
What is it like, though, getting to know Abraham Lincoln when he was young? You literally look like Abraham Lincoln.
Mm.
Are you actually Abraham Lincoln in a time machine?
Yes, I have actually traveled. Well, actually, it's not time.
You identify as Abraham Lincoln.
It's interdimensional.
And if I misidentify you, I can go to jail in California.
No, that's right. I'm actually Abraham Lincoln. I'm an interdimensional, time traveling, dimensional traveling Abe Lincoln. I'm here from actually now at 77 years ago.
Look at you. That's you when you're a little bit older.
Yeah, I'm actually older in that picture. It was a couple hundred years ago, I think. Now,
by the way, you kind of look like him.
Yeah, that was an older me from 100.
Look at the years though. Ago.
No, I'm telling you,
got little monkey ears. Look at you.
Look, when you're an interdimensional time traveler, you get a little confusing.
Hold on.
Using.
Come on. Look at those.
Good stuff.
All right, that's it. I have to grow. I need a top hat.
Ah, hey, your ears are nice. I wasn't being mean.
I need a top hat now.
I'm just saying, you've got Abraham Lincoln's ears. Holy crap.
Though.
You're Abraham Lincoln.
Listen.
I'm Bill Hicks, you're Abraham Lincoln.
All right, now that it's out, though, for real, I left my top hat in somewhere in the 1860s.
We've got one around here. Where's that damn top hat I bought?
If y'all could help me find my top hat, that would be great.
All right, we'll be back with Carpe Doctrine. Great job.
Firepower. Carpe Doctrine, do you have my top hat? Maybe Carpe Doctrine has my top hat.
Maybe he stole it.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
MemeWorld.com, you dirty Americans and others. Don't visit MemeWorld.com. Let Facebook and Twitter and others win. Silicon Valley says, don't visit it and sure as hell, don't share it. MemeWorld.com. And again, here it is, the night commercial, Make America Great Again deserves. Here it is.
If they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment.
Right now, Donald Trump.
You don't believe that, but I want to go on.
I'm not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody.
This is mainly for TV, so radio listeners should go to MemeWorld.com. Whatever you do, don't share any links.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team.
I was there in Cleveland right when he came out. I was like, right in Cleveland.
More like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
That's some of the great ones up there. A lot of the original memes you'll find at MemeWorld.com. I wanted to get Carpe Donctum to pop in here as kind of one of the main meme guys out there, working with Trump, you name it. Because you've got a contest coming up at MemeWorld.com that's almost about to close, and people really need to get involved in this, not for the money and the prizes, but for the fight, because the system is really scared of memes, because AI has trouble flagging it and censoring it, so it's getting through the enemy's defenses.
Yes, sir. We've got a contest that is going to close in about 3 days, I mean, we've got a lot of good I'm sorry. I'm fighting a cold, so my brain is all over the place. But we've got a
You're
lot of good submissions so far.
You're doing good. Well done, Carpet Doctor.
I don't know if you noticed, but my voice has dropped about 6 octaves, so I'm right around in the Alex Jones range now. So if people think that we're actually the same person, I wouldn't be surprised. But
No. We're not Abraham Lincoln.
But we've got a bunch of good submissions. I just received probably 4 or 5 really, really good videos. People took some time to spend on them and just made them great. So I'll be putting out some of those in just a few days. The 9th, I believe, is the last day. So everybody has until the 9th to make a great meme for American Priority.
Well, that's beautiful. And when's that conference coming up that's helping sponsor this?
The American Priority is in it's in Miami, and it's the 10th through the 12th of October.
Very exciting.
So you've got about a month. And it's at the Trump Doral, so it's going to be as long as no hurricanes hit, knock on wood, before then, it should be a beautiful place and beautiful weather.
By the way, I am, again, very pleased that Trump's in. Very pleased he's gotten 2 Supreme Court justices, light years better than what Hillary would have done, obviously. And he's fighting for our economy. He's fighting against the Chi-Coms. He's fighting to secure the border. He has built a ton of fence. The media lied about that. He just said to the Border Patrol, where do you need it? Well, it was all broken down where it was at. But it's hundreds and hundreds of miles of new fence, 70-something miles where there wasn't fence. So it's like, depending on the numbers, like 270 miles of fence if you really go deeper. Well, against all this bureaucracy, it's amazing. But we're 2 days in here, and we haven't seen the White House come out and repudiate the Washington Post article that he's looking at a digital red flag, end of due process, take our guns situation. And I just really think Trump needs to come out and repudiate that right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that he should come out strongly. And, I mean, if that's what he wants to do, that I don't think that's a good idea. But he should at least say one way or another if he's going to be supporting those things. That I think the red flag of laws and the removal of your right to a trial by jury, and you have to do something wrong before you can be arrested. I think that's a major part of our system.
Taking these guns to go kill somebody, then you can take the guns away as a terroristic threat. But And I want to be clear, weeks after he said he was looking at red flags, he said, no, it wouldn't save anybody. I looked at it. It's not a good idea. We said that was coming. I was like, great, wonderful. It's this digital one that Ivanka's bringing forward that I'm really concerned about.
Right. And again, he's going to have to clarify. Obviously, we all want to support him in what he does, but there's just certain things that you can't capitulate to. You can't capitulate to these 1984 type of thought crime and online thought crime kind of stuff. It leads to just tyranny, and he's not going to be present forever. So these laws are all going to be on the books for years to come. And should a Democrat get elected in 2024, then they'll be able to use them just how they can be used right now.
That brings me to my next question. Joe Biden's eyes are literally bleeding during speeches. He can't hardly talk. Now even Politico says, is he going to drop out? I mean, I heard he's shooting his mouth off saying, why did I do this? Obama told him not to run. The guy's 76, okay? So if he served one term, he'd be 81 when he got out. If he had 2 terms, 85. No one's ever done that. Joe can't do it. Trump looks great at 73. Biden looks like a reanimated piece of beef jerky at 76, might be 77. What do you expect gut level? I think he's got to drop out. A, if that's true, who slips in there?
Well, I mean, I personally think that he's got to drop out. The lack of, he's not mentally sharp. He's as sharp as I am right now, and I'm barely functioning. But he can't survive this. He can't go up and debate. Number one, he can't debate Trump. He can't debate Trump if he's only working with half a brain. But who slips into that spot? I've thought that Elizabeth Warren is probably the one that's going to slip in. I think too many people dislike Kamala Harris, even on the left. I don't think that any of the men that are still left in there, Bernie doesn't really have a chance. He's just as old as Biden. I really think that if it's going to come down to it, it's probably going to be Elizabeth Warren as the backup candidate.
I agree, and that's what the White House thinks it's going to be. How on earth are they going to have Biden extricate himself? Because we said that 3 months ago or 2.5 months ago. We were right, because I was told by Secret Service sources that he's saying, I'm going to quit, and cussing and yelling, and why am I doing this? I think that I wonder who's making him do it if Obama told him not to.
Well, you know, I think that he's just I think he has to run. All of the candidates are so far left that, I mean, they're alienating their own base. And if
he's just giving cover exactly from all the socialists to make him look more, you know, regular six-pack Joe. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Exactly.
All right, Carpe Dunctum runs MeanWorld.com. And there's some amazing new things there to go viral. Do it today. And victory against the New World Order. Have a good weekend, Carpe.
You too, sir.
We'll be back with Dr. Nick Begich and a little bit from Bernie Sanders first. Run, Bernie, run.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What?
Come here. Win.
Win. What are we waiting for? Take this!
Win.
And this is Dr. Nick Begich coming to you from Alaska. And, wow, you know, where do you start today, right? I mean, thinking about what's going on in the world and really at the local, you know, homeless deal, right? And actually, it's misnamed. Homelessness is not the issue. It's alcohol and drug abuse, okay? So what has happened also is the left has hijacked the cause, if you will, and made it homelessness, lack of housing. And actually that's maybe a symptom, but it's not the cause, okay? The cause is alcoholism and drug addiction and mental illness and things that are not being addressed in really a good way. And I want because I've been in a bunch of conversations this week about values. You know, it's kind of the basis of what we see in the world, right? Is the manifestation of our values acted out on the playing field of life. And what we're seeing, is really the degradation of it. I mean, the darkness of it, if you will, is in front of us everywhere. And at the local level, especially, and on the homelessness issue, I want to talk about that during the course of the broadcast today, because it's a national issue, not just one local to Austin, even here in Anchorage. It's horrible what's happening on the left coast. But I want to talk about a couple of things to kind of bring us into that conversation. And first is I want to talk about tolerance as a concept, because it really grinds against certain aspects of me when I hear the left talking about tolerance. Because what tolerance represents to me is hatred, if you will. Because when a person is tolerant, using that phrase, you're really accepting something that you don't accept, right? I mean, you're silencing your speech for political reasons, political correctness, cultural reasons, or other reasons. You're just not saying what you feel in your heart and in your head. So that's tolerance, and I don't think that's a good thing. In fact, I think it runs counter to maybe what we're striving for, which is something that actually is deeper. And I want to talk about that in the context of all of this, because acceptance is recognizing where someone is and meeting them there. And then, you know, I mean, think about the walk of Christ. You know, he met people where they were, not where he wished they would be, right? He met the whores in the street and the lepers and the outcasts where they were, how he hoped to be, although he knew where they could be, right? So when I look at this crisis, it's a crisis of guilt and poorly motivated, wrong-headed approaches to solutions, because they're not solutions. In fact, they exacerbate the problem, because providing homes for people that are drug addicts and alcoholics means that they can live a little more comfortably while they're drug addicts and alcoholics, and it doesn't fix the problem. And when people drop to a certain level, you know, you can let them stay there. You can accept it and tolerate it, as the left has done, and have them crapping on your streets from Anchorage to Austin, because that's what happens here, too, in Anchorage, Alaska. As much as that's hard to believe and is a little tough on the tourist trade, it's the truth. And that's making people very uncomfortable. You know, and here in Anchorage and in Alaska, we have possibilities. In fact, we have possibilities everywhere for actual solutions, but that requires being accountable and responsible for individual behavior. And when people are committing crimes by defecating in the street or occupying public places or in trespass or whatever, either we have a rule of law or we have none, and we have anarchy. And I don't think that's what Americans truly want. We want a solution. For sure. But the ones being proposed are exacerbating the problem and creating havens for bad behavior that's not addressed. Now, here in Alaska, in 1956, 2 years, 3 years actually, before statehood, they created the Mental Health Trust, right? And it was a land trust. And I've talked about economics before. You know, there's only four things that really matter: land and natural resources, labor, entrepreneurship, and capital equipment and real economies. All the rest is, you know, the space between the paper, stock certificates, and money. But they endowed this, 1 million acres of land, so that they could produce from the land rents and royalties from oil, gas, minerals, surface estate, etc., to pay for mental health costs in Alaska. And I have to say, you know, there's been ups and downs in this. I'm not going to get into the history today. It's too complex. But the simplicity of it is it throws off $50 million a year in a state of 750,000, and it hasn't been able to address the problem since 1956 because they failed, actually. See, because when you have 1 million acres of land and natural resources in Alaska for over a half a century and you can't figure it out for the dysfunctional within a population of 750,000, you stamp F on it, you call it a failure, and you revamp the thing. You re-examine what you're doing. Now, in Alaska, at the same time, we have a homeless crisis in Anchorage, 1,100 people in the street, estimated. We have a facility north of Anchorage with 900 empty beds, and it's furnished down to the forks, and it's an ex-prison, right? They closed it down, you know, not for lack of applicants, but because they did. Now, from my perspective, and I proposed this to our local assembly and to others, I sent out over 500 papers on it, presented in Anchorage a number of times, that they transfer that facility over to the Mental Health Trust for nothing. It'll save the state $7.5 million a year in operating costs, and then subcontract with Anchorage to start arresting people and putting them in compulsory rehabilitation, because that's the only answer. They can't do it themselves. They're failing. Okay, do we let our society crash and burn, or do we hold people accountable and create a mechanism? And I want to get into that mechanism after the break. You know, this is a crisis that's happening around the world, and if you travel around the world and you see how it ends, you don't want that for the United States, ladies and gentlemen. It ends with slums on hillsides. Go to Rio and check it out. First time I went there was 1974, and I remember it vividly. It altered my way of viewing poverty and misery. We're going to be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer.
Sawyer or Paul Watson band videos. We are building it to be a place where band memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at band.video.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars, September 6, 2019. And we're in this last hour on a Friday afternoon in most of the country. You know, when I, again, getting back to the underlying problems, you know, the value systems and sort of tagging some of these things, you know, when I, again, thinking in terms of my own local neighborhood, you know, it's over a year ago, I addressed this issue, and I actually wrote a little four-page, you know, white paper, with a white paper, and circulated it over 500 people, in the hope someone would actually read it and do something with it. You know, that's in leadership. Went to a bunch of their committee meetings and so on, to try and push this forward, and just couldn't gain traction. Because of the third piece of it, everybody objected to, which is, a user fee on alcohol, right? Or a tax, if you will, if you want to call it that. But I think it's a user fee. And here's why. In Alaska, we don't have an income tax. We don't have a sales tax on the state level. We don't have a state property tax. We have a little bit of excise taxes, cigarettes, alcohol. And in alcohol, state level, we collect 10 cents a drink, 10 cents a beer, 10 cents a glass of wine. You know, that's what we collect. 10 cents a shot, if you figure it out. At the local level in Anchorage, we collect zero for alcohol. No taxes on alcohol whatsoever. Zero. $300 million in alcohol sales a year, no taxes in Anchorage, no user fee. And, you know, you don't have to look far to see the results of alcoholism in Anchorage or anywhere else you live in the world. But the point is, it's a free ride for alcoholism, and I don't like a free ride for anybody, for anything. And here's my view of it. In Anchorage, we collect $21 million a year in cigarette taxes. No one's getting run over by a cigarette smoker for smoking cigarettes. But, you know, $21 million is what's collected. And it's, I kind of think that's a user fee. It's like, you know, $9 a pack or whatever it is in taxes versus a dollar in cigarette costs. But, you know, hey, you want to smoke? Pay your own bill. You want to drink? Pay your own bill and pay my cost, too, because it costs me money for people to drink in Anchorage. Because we have $1 billion with a B in public places. Parks, trails, just like you have in Austin, they can't use anymore. You can't let your kids go out there. When I was five, I could play there. You can't do it anymore if you're 20, safely. You know, this is what's happened. We've given up our public places. I can't check my mail on the weekends anymore in a federal post office because of homelessness. And really, it's not homelessness. It's alcoholics and drug addicts occupying the post office on the weekends. You know, this is what's happened to the beginning, okay? You want to see what it looks like? Jump over the border to Mexico and take a look around, and you get a pretty good picture of it. When your situation has become corrupted by a valueless system that wants to tolerate everything, and it's not about tolerance, okay? It's about accepting what we see and then addressing it. And here's the other thing that I really have a problem with on the left. Again, it's about judgment. You know, everybody's saying, oh, you can't judge this, you can't judge that, blah, blah, blah. I get that, okay? And it, even from my perspective, you know, judge ye not lest ye be judged, okay? I understand all that, but what I can judge, and I do judge every day with every interaction I have, is what am I going to do? Okay? We can do that. We can make a judgment on how we're going to interact with someone else based on their behavior. And that's okay. We don't have to say, all right, your behavior's fine. We're going to tolerate it. No, we don't have to tolerate it. We can recognize it, meet people where they are, and then intervene like good human beings should intervene. And that means in this case, in our culture, in our society, we arrest people for breaking the law and we hold them accountable. And if they have mental illness, we have the compassion as a culture to address them. If they have drug and alcohol problems and those are their choices, then we can put them in an environment where they don't get to make those choices anymore, and we can maybe help them find a way through it. But this idea of giving them a home and bonding that with public money in my community, I find repugnant, because the first step is we have to fix the underlying problems and not address the symptoms like we do in almost everything else in this country. We need to get back to a value-based system where we share common values across political boundaries because we recognize the humanity of that. And this is what needs to change. And what we see happening is more separation from the tolerant left, who truly are selfish, self-centered human beings working in what they believe is someone else's interest. And it is the same attitude that was here in my state in the 1960s and before, when they were removing Native American children from their homes and putting them in boarding schools because we needed to civilize these people. Now, I can tell you from my friends who had that experience, this was a traumatic experience, ladies and gentlemen, just like it would be for every single soul listening to this. But it was done with great intentions. And there's a lot of things done with great intentions, but doing it out of guilt and tolerance is selfish. doing it out of acceptance and recognition of where people are and actually intervening and doing something about it is another matter. And that's called tough love in the end of the day. And it's the hardest thing human beings deal with. Because we get lost in our own guilt and stupidity in terms of how we're addressing the problem because we're doing it from our perspective. What would we be doing if we were in that situation? I understand that. But it is not you in that situation because you've chosen differently. Or you've had circumstances affect you differently. You've decided to overcome the trauma that you faced in life differently because every living soul faces trauma in this lifetime because that's what life is about often. Trauma, overcoming, and change. And then there's the salvation in that, you know, overcoming and finding a way through it. But it's not done by doing what we're doing. You know, here in Anchorage, Tuesday, I didn't even bother to go to our assembly meeting because our next agenda item is to create permanent tent camps. What? We're going to tolerate that and accept that as our new normal. This is not normal, ladies and gentlemen, in America. And it shouldn't be normal in the richest state in the United States per capita, Alaska. And that's what it is. We have all the resources under the sun, and we cannot figure it out for lack of leadership. The big deficit in the world is leadership. Well, you know what Donald Trump offered the world? A baseball bat of leadership that was long overdue. You know? And we have a governor that's pissed off everybody simultaneously in Alaska because of what he did with our budgets. But he definitely got everyone engaged in the political process that were pretty quiet for a long time. And that's a healthy thing in a democratic republic, in my view. But real solutions to these problems needs to be addressed, and leadership needs to address it. And not by coddling bad behavior and making it accepted. No, making it tolerated so we all swallow our tongue as we walk down the street. No. This is not the American character, this is not our culture, and this is not who we are. And then the left will say, oh, but you're making being poor a crime. No, we're not. Because those that are legitimately in trouble, women, children, people that are just in bad circumstance, there are ways through it. But we need to meet people where they are individually and hold them either accountable. Or we need to lift them up in the way that human beings should lift each other in an appropriate way, not accepting standards that are below what any of us would want in our households. Because if you want to provide a home for the homeless, move one in with their mental illness and their alcoholism and their drug addiction. That's not the answer, and you'll soon realize it. It's find a way for them. And be the compassionate human being that we were born to be. And rise into who we are so we can lift someone else up by meeting them where they are. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com. And, you know, I want to pick up kind of where I left off, but I want to roll back a bit from my, again, talk from my own experience. You know, I had an occasion where I was invited to speak at a conference, and it was called The Environment and Poverty. And it was in Istanbul, Turkey, and it's like, man, almost 20 years ago. It's a long time ago. And I wrote a paper by the same name, called The Environment and Poverty, if this so happens. And this particular group was the Orthodox. It was Bartholomew, who was the Orthodox patriarch from Istanbul, one of five patriarchs. For those who don't know the history of this, you know, in I think it was 1054 AD, the Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox split. And there were essentially patriarchs, and Istanbul was the like the lead guy, first among equals, they called them. And there were five patriarchs scattered around the world. I met them all at one point or another. But they invited me to come to this conference, and I ended up presenting a paper there and doing a bunch of things. But the environment and poverty, what was it? Was what it was about. And the concept that I was presenting was essentially bottom up. You know, you meet people where they are. You don't impose your program on them. You find out you know, where they are. Maybe you can do something, maybe you can't, but, you know, there's a different approach to how we deal with each other internationally. And it was pretty well accepted, and I got a chance to do it, actually, to actualize that paper in Chicolun Village, a traditional tribal council and village nation within the nation here in Alaska. And I did that. I was able to work with Gary Harrison, Chief Harrison, and a number of people in Chicolun Village for 5 years as their tribal administrator and a year as their tribal planner. And I want to talk about social services from a real perspective. Now, this is a multi-generational impacted group. Cultures collided, you know, so it's like fresh in everyone's memory. You know, people actually experienced it. And I can tell you, you know, when you look at the face of homelessness in Anchorage, a lot of it has Native American faces on it because of that clash of culture. And what I would call, you know, a post-traumatic stress syndrome from alcoholism, drug abuse, all of it. But when you go back to Chicolun Village in the early 1900s had 250 tribal citizens. And then something else that was imported in those days, it was the flu epidemic, killed everyone but five sisters who then sort of regrew the village back to about 250 today. And that happened everywhere, you know, and I mean, there were a lot of things that were really screwed up then. But the result is we have a lot of people that have been damaged by it, and a certain level of responsibility, you know, goes with this. And Alaska derives all of its revenue from rural sources, which is always forgotten. You know, it's oil, gas, minerals, timber, fish that have driven the economy here. It's rural resources and rural people that have been impacted. And so how we address that, you know, needs to recognize that. And we tried, you know, we created endowments. We even had our university, which was a land-based university before we were a state because we had no revenue sources. You know, school districts performed here as the first form of government. We had no way to fund schools, you know, when public schools became in the 1920s something that was desirable. You know, when you look at the impacts and what's happened, then it begs for a solution, not forgetting about it and forgetting the divinity of human beings in all of this. Ultimately, you meet people where they are, and then you deal with that, you know, and in some cases it means an arrest, you know, in other cases it means rehab, and in other cases it means skill building, in other cases it means who knows what. Well, we had a social service program that had some unique provisions that we were able to act within Chicolun Village very rapidly. And so one of the only social service guy we had at the time handled 1,100 cases in 1 year. That's a lot of case management, okay? And we never had one complaint. And we had a lot of the folks that he had served volunteering in our programs and contributing time and effort because we found ways to make it work. You know, for instance, I'll give a couple examples. Somebody's getting thrown out of their apartment because they don't have the safety shoes to go to work, and their car's broken down. But they got two kids and a wife, and they're trying to make it, and they're barely making it. What we would do as a village is instead of wait till they're on the street with all their possessions, homeless now, and now we have a $20,000 or $30,000 fix to get this family back on its feet and working again, or we could intervene right then, which is what we would do. And we would go get the boots, fix the car, and then we would find out what took them into this place, and could we build their skills? Could we do something to enhance their income potential? Or maybe it was just simply budgeting, you know, but what is it underlying the problem and how do we address it? And for $400 or $500, we could keep the person working and then fix the underlying problem so they would be more productive in their culture and in ours. And everyone benefited by that. And there was dignity in that. And there wasn't failure in that. There was success in that. And that's what every human being really desires. And when they fall too far into mental illness or alcoholism or drug addiction, then we have to address it differently if we're any kind of a compassionate culture. But it's to face the truth of it, that people made bad choices and now they have to be responsible. So it means arrest, rehab, and reform. That's the objective. And we have to address it. Not by giving up all of our rights as a culture and accepting through tolerance this idea that somehow this is good for people, when in fact it's not. It's worse for people. It's abandonment of people It's throwing them to the wolves to be devoured by one another. And that is not a civil society that I would like to be a part of. And it's wearing on all of us who live now as far east as Austin. Because when you go to communities where this doesn't happen, there's a reason. And the underlying reason is they actually attack the underlying problem, which is not homelessness. It's drugs, alcohol, and the things that flow from it. And in some cases, it's really human misery that needs to be addressed that can be in a much more aggressive way. So having said all that, you know, getting back to the war on the ground, we have to have the opportunity to say this and to come at this from a different angle. And, you know, you hear about all this compassion and tolerance from the left, and I don't see it. We need to amplify that right now. You know, yep, sometimes you got to be tough. We got a president who maybe overdoes it a little bit. But you know what? The job is getting done. You know, and sometimes it takes tough things and contrarian things to make things work. That's why the voice of Alex Jones and all of us need to be heard now in this century facing the biggest problems of all. It is about InfoWars. It always has been about InfoWars, and now more than ever, because they're solutions, but they're coming from the right. They're coming from a sense of responsibility, accountability, and values. And that's what we need to find the common ground on again. You know, I think about, I watch some of the videos, you know, and you have people doing these crazy things to make social points and to try and convince the public to accept things at a level of, no, the truth works. It still works. When we make mistakes, we need to fix them rapidly, because we do. We all make them. And we need to learn by them. But more importantly, we need to engage a dignified debate and make sure we have a fighting chance. You know, banned videos is, in fact, probably going to be one of the most important alternative outlets out there in 2020. People need to let people know. They need to support the InfoWars, this network. Get involved. Spread the word. Do something that changes it a little bit. And do it with intention. Do it because you care about the country, you care about your family, you care about your great-great-grandchildren and your adversaries' great-great-grandchildren who none of us know right now. But I guarantee you, if you are an awake human soul, you care about them. And what we do today is going to matter for them. Today, right now, engage the public. Engage this network. Support people that share common ideas. I mean, look at what Walmart has just done. You know, they've abandoned the base of their consumers, right? They're not going to carry bullets. And here in Alaska, they quit carrying handguns. We were the last state they still did it until this last week. You know what? Support people that share your value. Should support networks that share your values and support this one. Support Alex. Hold him up in prayer. Go into this weekend with the intention to change the world. We'll do it one bite at a time. This is Dick Baggage signing off on this Friday afternoon.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.